over the next few weeks, his love of counting expanded. Mickey and his crew guided Kevin through intense practice sessions, mostly sequestered in classrooms with the window shades drawn, both for effect and to simulate the often poor lighting one found in smoke-filled casinos. After mastering a simple count, Kevin learned how to estimate the number of cards left in the shoe by sight, then use this skill to turn the running count into a more accurate number called the true count. The true count was based on the statistical fact that the fewer cards there were in the deck, the more significant the count became. For example, a count of positive 10, 10 extra high cards left in the shoe, had more value when there were only 50 cards left than when there were 300. 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, Kevin matched high and low cards, then divided by the number of decks left in the shoe, over and over again, until the technique became more instinct than skill. Running count to true count, the number then applied to the index charts lodged in his memory that taught him how to vary his play based on the new advantage or disadvantage, derived again from thousands of hours of computer analysis and decades of play by MIT blackjack alumni. Midway through October, Mickey, Martinez, and Fisher subjected him to the spotting and guerrilla tests. Both took place in Martinez and Fisher's apartment. Martinez dealt from a regulation shoe, while Fisher counted alongside him, making sure he got it right. By the end, Kevin was playing two hands, calling out both the count and proper play whenever Mickey tapped his foot. There was no betting involved yet. That would be saved for the final exam, but he was asked to run through the spotter's signal list. "The deck's warm," Mickey called out. Kevin folded his arms in front of his chest. "The deck's turned hot," Fisher said. Kevin folded his arms behind his back. "Even hotter," Martinez added. Kevin's hands went into his pockets. "I need to talk," Kevin touched his eye. "Get over here." Kevin lowered his head to his folded arms. "What's the count?" Kevin scratched his ear. "I'm too tired to play anymore." Kevin rubbed his neck. "I'm getting heat from the pit boss." Kevin moved his hands to his forehead. "Something's wrong. Get out now." Kevin ran his hands through his hair. When he was finished with the physical signals, Kevin was asked to repeat the oral count signals, to be used when calling in a big player. These were all simple words that could be used in a sentence right under the nose of a dealer or pit boss. They seemed arbitrary at first, but they were also mnemonics.